Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD.
Rono.
Well, I stink as a human. Stink as a human.
Just coming out the gates, huh?
Yep, that's right. Happy Monday.
Uh-oh.
No, it's all good. Happy Monday to everybody, but I personally stink as a human. At least that's the way
why
I feel.
Well, why did you say that?
Well, because I missed Monica's party.
Oh yeah.
On Saturday night. I was supposed to be at Monica's Bubbly Banter Live. Special guest appearance.
Yeah, but I will say this. You both had things going on. We had events. Everyone had an event happening Saturday.
Antoine, you stink as a human too, but we knew that in advance.
Me and Mike already talked that I was far-fetched from being able to make
correct.
It would have been, you know, a push and a show trying to get it.
Right. That is correct. I, on the other hand, said, I will make it. I will be there. Zach Jackson.
Uh-huh.
So you can take that to the bank. Is that, you know, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, everybody. And I did not make it.
But that's okay. But you had a baseball game.
I did.
Well, you won.
You won.
I know. It was Hero Fest 2019 at the Salem Red Sox field. So it is media/celebrities. If you could see me right now, I'm doing air quotes when I say celebrities because, you know, I don't really consider myself that different than anybody else. But that's fine. Right. And then we take on military veterans.
Yes.
And last year, they smoked us like a peace pipe. I mean, they bent us over and taught us a lesson. So this year, we taught them a lesson instead. So
you won the game.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Which feels okay when you win. Because you want to win.
Right.
Like, yes, we won. We just defeated a team of heroes. Like people who you know, sacrificed so much to serve our country.
But they still have the title of they're heroes.
Exactly.
So, you know, they're number one regardless.
And I would imagine that especially somebody like that who is very strong and very brave and very prideful, they don't want you to let them win.
Oh, no.
So if you are capable of bashing them,
you have to win.
Then
it's a
you
fair
bash
game,
them.
Fair
right.
Game.
Yeah. You rub it in. You run up the score if you have to. Whatever it takes. You're doing them a favor.
Yes.
That's what I'm telling myself.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good time. So thank you for everyone who came out for that. But the game took much longer than I thought it was going to take.
I thought because it was some rain here and there on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
So I expected there was like a delay of some sort because of the rain for the games that were going on.
It actually, because in this area, some areas got no rain. And other areas got ridiculous storms. Just these tiny little pockets of crazy storms. It really did not rain where we were. Tiny bit. It was just that a nice little cooling droplet of rain because it was 400,000 degrees.
Uh-huh.
And then that went away and the sun came back out and you felt like you were in the Amazon jungle.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere.
All the bugs come out and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah,
but it was okay. We still had a great time with Bubbly Banter.
Yeah, how did
that's
it
good.
Go?
It was fun. It was so different, the experience.
Right.
Because it is like having a show with a live audience.
Yeah, so Monica basically did a show, you know, like Bubbly Banter, or this show. I mean, it's all kind of similar, where everyone's like sitting there talking and hanging out, but she did it live in front of people.
Yeah, so we get to interact with the audience and talk to folks, and I mean, people are, they're laughing, they're yelling out, they're angry at certain things that we're saying. So it was a different experience, and I really loved it. Enjoyed
it. Good.
Yeah,
that's
good.
I'm glad it went
Everyone
well.
Enjoyed the show, so it was good.
And Antoine, I think it's a good thing for Monica to say the things that she says,
right,
and be able to actually see people's faces now. Like when she says some of the crazy stuff, and she thinks it's normal, and she looks out at the crowd, and they are
like, what?
Stunned, almost scared, you know, that kind of thing.
But they're yelling out and they're like, oh no, hold on. So you're able to walk over to the person and really
How much of a different experience was that for you? Because typically, like, you've been in front of people, like doing panels and stuff like that, but you're not necessarily Bubbly Banter Monica, right?
Performing.
Yeah, so how is it this time to be in front of people while doing it?
Well, it was, like I said, I loved it. It was just the energy in the room, was everyone was engaged and wanted to talk, you know? So really just running up to someone and be like, so why do you say what you say? This is what we're presenting. Like, we cover all kinds of topics.
You're running through the crowd like you're Jenny Jones, that sort
of
thing?
It was kind of like Jenny Jones.
Sally
like,
Jesse Raphael.
Yeah. Yeah, and they have their, you know, they have their drinks and they're hanging out and it was good.
Yeah.
So shout out to the park too,
well,
for, you know, for allowing Bubbly Banter to enter.
And you're going to do it again, right? Sometime?
Fingers crossed, we've been talking, so we hopefully, we'll plan on doing it
again. I will try to, I will
you'll
screw
make no promise
you over.
About to say, wait
a minute. I don't know what to promise now. I say I'm coming in.
And show up.
You watch. Something's going to happen. And I'm like, oh
dang it again.
Yeah.
Don't promise. Just show up.
Well, and I said, too, we were going to try make sure that we did it on a day that all three of us were available and did not have, you know, Pulaski Yankees games.
Yes,
like
yes,
Antoine
yes.
did, you know, that kind of thing. So we were all committed to the Wendy Williams Jr. show over here to see what's what.
So, well, it's good. Yeah. But shout out to the DJs, Orion and Bobby Hash and also Brandon Miller and Alex Mills. Gerard Hall, he showed up. Yes,
see, I got all the members of the Morning Thang family had to cover for me.
I'm not there.
Like, get me out. But, yep, this I believe, is the future of the K92 Morning Thang when I get demoted. And it's Monica's show, man. Sometimes we're here, sometimes we're not. She might be like, you stay home today. We don't need to talk to you at all.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
In this Welsh town, they're really trying to cut back on people doing drugs and hooking up in the bathrooms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it a thing?
I know it's
problem. I guess it is a big problem because now they have anti-sex toilets. I don't know, have you ever heard of such?
Toilet.
Yes.
Could've used a code word for that.
Oh, yeah, mashing potatoes.
Oh, okay,
it's so early. I know, I'm a little, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. But hey, when you walk into the bathroom, so the bathroom will weigh you and also make sure that only one person is in the bathroom at a time. So when two people enter, it will spray and soak whoever's in that room.
Wow. So it's going to somehow know that two people are in the stall and they've got all these hoses and stuff on the walls and it's just going to spray you and there's alarms that go off.
The toilet is set to soak the user.
Okay.
If there's more than two people.
Yeah, I have problems with this because just think of all the times when you use one of those auto flush toilets and it auto flushes before it's supposed to.
Yes.
You're still just sitting there and it goes up. You think, well, what did you do that for?
Well, this toilet is so weird because the doors will open and an alarm will go off. So if there's more than two people in the bathroom, the door will automatically
open. Okay. So what if a very large individual goes in who weighs, say, as much as two people?
But I guess they have it programmed to know. Maybe it's just like the footsteps. I don't know. If two people are standing, they can tell.
Who's mashing potatoes by the toilet?
They probably had a problem. I guess they had a problem.
Oh, is this the place to be? How nice was this toilet? What's going on here?
The walls are resistant to graffiti. So if you try to write on the walls somehow or another, it just...
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
I'm on board with that one.
So I guess if I'm really needing to bring a friend into this bathroom, do we piggyback? Is that how this would work?
It's not going to work.
How is that not going to work?
Because if you piggyback, someone has to step down at some point.
Maybe
not. Not necessarily. It's like doing squats.
I guess.
It's weight training.
Yeah, it
exactly.
Is. But so weird.
It's going to backfire.
It will.
Here's a great tip is just be like most public places where it's a club or a restaurant or whatever, especially in the club. Just make the bathrooms gross like most of them. No one wants to spend any time in there.
But
in and out.
They're trying to keep a clean bathroom. But if you walk in, how weird is that?
Yeah.
I think it will backfire in the sense of you will walk in to use the bathroom and the doors will just, you know, malfunction.
Exactly.
It'll automatically just happen.
I mean, what if I do, you know, I'm in a good mood and I do sort of a little tap dance as I walk in and it accidentally thinks I have 3 feet? What if I put a heavy bag down and then decides it's another person?
Oh, like, what if you have, like, luggage with you?
Because I love to use luggage while I'm in the club.
Yeah, exactly.
It's where I keep my stuff.
You just got off the airplane.
Yeah, you're in town.
Yeah, you just got off the airplane.
Like, Antoine, what if I am with my ventriloquist dummy and I put him down? Does he count as a person?
Yep.
Now, don't get me wrong. When it comes to my ventriloquist dummy, we are doing stuff, man.
Ooh, well, you can't. Not in their bathroom. No. And I guess the door will open up to the public so people can see what you're doing.
Great.
I imagine that's why they have
what
it like
weird
that.
Place.
I know.
Liking comments, being the first person always makes you feel weird.
Mm-hmm.
Monica does it all the time. An hour from now, we're going to get an update.
Oh, yeah.
That blind date, the stealth blind date. The secret blind date. She was getting duped into a date. She's coming on.
Mm-hmm.
So's the original person.
Yes.
The blind date arranger.
I was about to say the original person.
Well, her best friend.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep, she set her best friend up on a date. The friend thought she was going to dinner with her BFF.
Uh-huh.
And then she was going to get there, and we have replaced your friend with this dude.
Well?
How did that go?
I'm excited to hear.
Yeah.
Man.
I know you were against it. Yeah, you are against it.
But I was for the update. So I want to know what happened. We're going to find out at 7:30. They're going to come on with us, so get ready for it. JoJo Siwa tickets on the way at 6:45. Monica Brooks, being the first person to like or comment on social media, you are that a lot.
Yes, I am. I see a lot of stuff on social. Yeah, I know people see me because, you know, Facebook. They show you so-and-so liked or commented on whatever post.
Every post I look at, Antoine, it always says, Monica Brooks and 27 others. Oh. Monica Brooks and 16 others. Monica Brooks and 92 others.
In the mix, and Facebook shows all that.
You are the mix. You're not in the mix. You create the mix.
You start the mix.
And it is weird when you like the first thing, like the first one.
My best friend and I are...
Oh, that's not that one. That's the blind date. We'll get into that one in a second, but here we go.
Ina Garten, I love some Ina, and I will follow Ina, and it's Nigella Larson. I follow them, and I will comment on their food pics and what they're doing. Yeah. I'm like, oh, you, what's going on, girl? As if, and sometimes I'm the first comment, and so I feel a little awkward when I'm the first. Do you ever feel awkward when you're the first person to comment on a status?
Or to like it first? Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And sometimes I'm the first person to comment. I'm like, oh, I feel kind of weird.
Because you want to comment, you want to like, but you want to get lost
in the mix.
In the sea of everybody.
Well, and also you want to play hard to get. So you think, look, I'm not just sitting here watching your Instagram feed. I'll come along at like number 109.
Yeah.
But when you're first, that person thinks,
oh, God.
Well, damn, they were just sitting there waiting for that.
I know. Yeah. And sometimes it just pops up.
Notification.
I'm like, oh.
How is it that you see so many things on social media?
I don't know.
And I know she's going to say, it just pops up.
It just pops up. It does.
That's baloney.
She's a quick scroller. That's what it is. She got a quick thumb.
It really does just pop up. And sometimes I see it and I wait because I don't want to be the first one to comment.
Because here's the deal, Antoine. People ask me this question all the time. And my answer is almost always no. They always say, did you see ... on Facebook? Or did you see ... on Instagram? Yeah, did you see what so-and-so posted? I usually have not. Like, no, I didn't see it. What was it? Never when I have asked Monica that question has she said no. Anytime I do actually see something, did you see what Antoine said? Oh, yeah.
What's funny with Monica, yes. Monica has asked us that question.
Uh-huh.
Knowing that we don't even know the people that she's referring to.
Let me tell you.
I'm like, Monica, I don't even know who that is.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'm like, well, dad, y'all have to be friends.
He's like, well, come over here.
Right, but then on the flip side, if I ask her about one of my random friends from high school, she'd be like, oh, Sully, yeah, I saw that. I saw what was going on.
I don't know, he just popped up.
He had a baby.
Yeah, friends you may know. Okay.
I don't know how she knows everything.
She's on top of it.
Wait, are you Zuckerberg?
Hmm?
Are you him?
What?
Why aren't you answering the question?
No, she wouldn't get up this early if she had that kind of money. There is no way. How much of the stuff that we all worry about actually comes true? I have the facts. Mm-hmm. Give me the floor.
All right.
The answer? Very, very little. So as we get ready for our Monday morning, I feel like this is good news. Think of all the things you stress about, you worry about. Is there one in particular that sort of hangs over you? For me, I'm always worried that I'm going to run out of money. I'm going to get fired or I don't know. It's just going to disappear. And then I think to myself, how am I going to pay for stuff? I don't know what to do. I have lots of debt.
Oh, see, I don't really worry about that. I guess I worry about everything, like little things, everything. So I'm like, oh, I need to get this done. Like,
I don't worry about that. I worry about everything else.
I have little worries.
Yeah.
You know, like that's what it is. Like little things that kind of just, you know, build up. I'm like, oh, I got to get this done. Oh, it's time for this. And I'm thinking about the kids, you know, okay, Jared, we got this, the house, blah, blah, blah. You know, so I'm like, okay, how can I get everything done?
Do you know how much of the stuff you worry about actually comes true? 8%.
Yeah.
8% of the stuff actually comes true. And we spend hours, probably every day, sort of stressing over these things that it's the unknown.
Out of our control.
We can't control it.
Yes.
And most of it doesn't come true anyway.
You have to breathe and just say, all right, I pray about it and I go about my day.
Shoot, in this survey, I thought this was interesting and you know, screw these people. But they talked to people about the stuff you worry about and the stuff that actually came true. Some of the people in the survey, 0% of the stuff they worried about ever actually came true.
Hmm.
Though I suppose if you worry about death, for example, you can't be included in this survey.
No.
So that's really not that fair.
You didn't get to vote.
the top 10 most stressful life moments. Do you have any guesses on any of the ones that are in there?
Wedding.
Wedding, yes.
Number three, giving birth.
A wedding. Giving birth is in there, yes. Too. Where'd it go? Having a child. Mm-hmm. Yes, seven. Which, by the way, I should point out that that's number seven on this list, which is below having your phone die when you're lost, which was number six.
Oh. It's like, oh, my gosh. I have 1%.
You know what? I would say of the and people, you can text in to 52353. Do you have an insignificant stress? It's something that in the grand scheme, it is no big deal. But it's something that you constantly worry about. And I will freely admit, the number one for me is battery power. It is the battery power on my phone.
Yeah.
I am constantly thinking about that thing. Oh. All right, it's at 87. Even when it's high, I'm thinking at 87. All right, this time of day, should it be more than that?
Uh-huh. But you hate me because I never even pay attention to it. I figure if it runs low, then I'll walk over, find a charger randomly. And
right, you're one of those.
Okay. But how are you finding a charger randomly?
I just feel like, okay, I'll get a charger.
Antoine, that's what women do, okay?
Oh,
I don't even know how that's
I don't even worry about that.
I own one of those, the extra pack things that you can plug in and charge again. I've never used it, but I always have it with me because I'm always worried about that thing.
See, I have one and I never have it with me. That's probably
of course not. probably on 1% this morning. So yeah, this it's the having your phone die when you're lost, starting a new job, getting married, moving, losing your job, interviewing for a job, meeting your significant other's parents. Oh yeah, doing your taxes. Yeah, but do you have like an insignificant one you stress about? Gas in your car. DVR space?
Not really.
What about space on your phone? It's like space.
No.
Gig space? No.
It used to be on my computer.
Okay.
But that's not, I have a fairly new computer. My MacBook is fairly new. So therefore it's not a concern right now.
You know what, those MacBook batteries aren't that good either. I stress out about those too.
Well, my old MacBook I had, it did run out, but like this is so new, I'm stress free.
Yeah. I paid extra on my last phone for double the storage because I didn't want to worry about it anymore. But I still check that thing and I start freaking, I'm like, oh my God, I'm almost a half.
Well, what I realize is that I have all of Zach's worries with gas in the car and no storage in my phone, my battery.
You worry me. It's you. Monica's walking. She's my walking worry. Like if we did a commercial and, because like the little stinky stain comes up on your shoulder or whatever, like when you're dealing with worry, boom, and she'll pop up on my shoulder. I got no gas. I got no charger. I got nothing.
There's no storage in my phone either.
Yep, yeah, you'll be the worry on my shoulder.
Yeah. Gotta be quick. Don't get struck by lightning bolts.
But first, we got to play this game. But the good news is it's the fastest 15 seconds on the radio. So just bang, bang, bang.
We'll and get right past it.
Yeah, we'll get to the other details. We also have some text at 52353 of people's wacky worries, the things you just worry about for no good reason. We have the lightning bolt and we have Kara. So good morning, Kara.
Good morning.
All right, Kara, would you like to select Antoine or Monica as the person to play for you today? Kara.
Monica.
Okay. Kara and Monica. There we go. Hold on. And that means we say good morning to Beth. Hello, Beth.
Hi.
If you are inside a donut shop and you can have any donut you want, which donut are you getting?
One of each.
Oh, good
wow,
answer.
That was a good answer.
There you go.
All donuts.
That was a hell of an
there
answer right there.
All right, Antoine, it'll be you and the donut lady here in the lightning bolt. Monica, you were chosen first, so you get to decide. Would you like to go to the soundproof chamber?
I'm going
to
go for second.
Okay, so she's going to go second. She's going to head on into the chamber.
She said, I will have all of them.
Yeah. See, I eat one donut.
I get two.
But I guess in fantasy land, if you can eat as many as you want, and there's no penalties, and that's fine. Donuts have nothing to do with this round of the lightning bolt. I'm going to give you a category, and then you'll have 15 seconds, Antoine. You just rattle off as many things you can in the category. There's two rounds. All the points carry over, so every single answer matters. Here we go. It is the back-to-school time.
Okay.
Last day of summer, if you're Roanoke City and probably a couple other schools, I always lose track. There's just so many different schools. And then Salem's chilling for like another 2 weeks, but a lot of people are already back. Here we go. Round one, 15 seconds to give me school supplies. Go.
Pencils, markers, scissors, hand sanitizer, paper, notebooks, tissues, book bags, lunch boxes, dry erase markers, whiteboards, chalk, erasers.
Anybody still use chalk?
Yes.
Where? Chatham?
I have no clue. I haven't been to a school in Chatham in a while, but I've been to some in Roanoke. But they still have it.
And they still have chalk.
Yeah.
All right, I'll count it. 13. I gave you all the other ones. I gave you the whiteboard and all those things. 13. Man, chalk. Kids, I'm going to tell you right now, if y'all don't have to deal with chalk anymore, consider yourselves lucky. Chalk sucks. Because the chalkboard was weird. They make you write on the chalkboard. Mm-hmm. You get stuff all over your
hands.
All
of your shirt
and
stuff.
When you were bad, they make you go outside and bang the erasers, which I'm pretty sure probably gave a whole generation lung cancer, and we didn't even look into it.
I remember doing that.
Oh, the banging of the erasers was the worst. Y'all have no idea. All right, let's get Monica back in.
Oh, man, I forgot all about that.
Come on back.
Those are good times.
You know, it should almost be a little, if you want to text in to 52353 and add in as it is back to school and things about school. Kids today, y'all have no idea, blank. So, you know, maybe the nun swatted your knuckles back in the day or whatever it was. Oh, hey, we're talking about school. Monica's back.
Hello.
And it will all make sense in a second, and then we'll continue. So Antoine got 13 in the first round.
That's good.
You have 15 seconds to give me school supplies. Go.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, trapper keeper. You need tissues and glue sticks, lots of them. Erasers and a sharpener. You need scissors and a protractor. And
ooh, a protractor. Look at you doing math.
You've seen a protractor on the school supply list before?
Well, not on this one. Not on the ones that I've but I remember on mine. Oh, yeah.
Again, kids today, y'all don't have to deal with the weapon that was the protractor.
Yeah.
Made, it was so you could do stupid circles for no good reason.
They were always supplied. Oh, I never had to go get one of those.
No, I remember having to go. That counts. So you got 10 in that round. So you got to go back out again. Because Antoine got 13, but not bad.
And I thought you were going to have an unfair advantage because you just went school shopping.
Did the did the teachers hit you with a ruler when you were growing up in Bedford County at all? Okay.
She was teacher's pet.
She was
just for
she
the
was
record.
A suck up is what she was saying. She's such a liar. She's out here now, so it's good. Okay, Antoine, you have 13. So can you pile on in round two and win this for Beth the Donut Lady?
All right.
Here we go. 15 seconds to give me people that you think are attractive. Go.
Jennifer Lopez, Jennifer Aniston, Jessica Biel, Jessica Alba, Halle Berry, Beyonce, Kelly Rowland, Tyra Banks, Paula Abdul, Paula Patton, Ashley Simpson, DJ Tanner.
Paula Abdul?
Oh, that opposite attract video? With the animated cat?
So Time Warp, Paul Abdul.
Yes.
I gotta send you into the soundproof chamber and you can go back in time. I will give you DJ Tanner at the buzzer, too.
Thank you.
So 13 more on that one. 26. Paula Abdul. Ashley Simpson?
That was an accident. I was going to be honest. That was an accident.
I didn't see any of that. All right, so you don't find her attractive.
I was thinking her sister when I said it.
Okay, then I'm taking that point
That's
away.
That's fair.
Because you don't believe that.
I don't believe it. You're correct.
You only have 25. I believe all your other answers.
Yes, all the other ones, yes.
Okay, he got 12. So 25 is the total. You need to give me 15. It can be done.
It can be.
Uh-oh. You got to get in the groove, though, on this one, Monica. So get ready
y'all
for it.
Making faces. Like, no, hold on.
And I just want to hear your answers.
I took one away because he was a liar. And he knew he was a liar.
And I admitted to being a liar.
15 seconds, Monica, to give me people that you think are attractive. Go.
Brad Pitt, George Clooney, Tom Hardy, The Rock, and Keith Sweat, Denzel Washington, Tank, and the singer Jaheim. Mm-hmm. Let's see, Trey Songz.
I'll give you all of them, but there just wasn't enough of them.
You
only got 9 on that one. So Antoine is the winner.
Woo! Go get us some donuts.
Yeah, you didn't get in the groove there.
I did not.
No. You had a steady pace. It was just a slow pace for 15 seconds.
You know what it was, Antoine? It was a slow drift, yo. It was all the people I think are attractive. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey! WXLKHD.
Rono.
Just a bunch of naughty kids banging chalkboard. Erasers.
Yeah, that was one of
what you grow up to.
Yeah.
Chalk. I brought up chalk in the school supplies.
Take the erasers out.
Yeah. See, they used to make the bad kids do that in my school. If you were bad, you had to go and bang the erasers because you got that chalk dust in your lungs.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So the life expectancy of all the bad kids in my school 42. I mean, that's
it.
I know.
That sucks.
Because they got all the chalk lung. It's like coal miner black lung, chalk lung.
I don't know if that was a punishment in my school.
No, it was just
allowed us to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could leave class.
No, we put them in a windowless room. Shut the door, little closet, just get in there and bang that dust.
Right.
Trying to think of their other creative punishments. I remember the biggest punishment in my school growing up at recess was the wall.
The wall.
The wall. Wall. If you got in trouble during recess, you had to go to the wall.
You just sit there.
Stand. You had to stand.
Wait, watch everyone play.
On the wall. I do believe, actually, you had to stand and face the wall.
Oh wow.
Gosh. Oh, yeah.
It's like
military school right there.
It was. Public school.
Yeah. Public military school.
The wall.
Gosh.
Yep, they'd send you to the wall. I mean, that sounds like prison.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And you couldn't watch your friends. You couldn't wave.
Nope.
Say, hey.
Right.
The one punishment I remember that we had in high school wasn't really a punishment. It was like, oh, you guys are going to talk in class? All right. Antoine, get your desk. Put your desk outside. You do your homework. I mean, you do your workout in the hallway.
Oh, desk in the hallway.
I remember that. Yeah.
But that's not really a punishment. Now I get to see all my friends that are skipping class anyway.
Everyone that's walking by, you're like, hey, what's going on? Why are you outside? What'd you do? Yeah, I remember.
Man, you know, Miss Lipscomb tripping.
Yeah, they don't let you do that anymore. You've isolated my child and he's been singled out. I can't put him on the wall.
Oh, no.
And as fellow students, we were so sympathetic of the people on the wall because what you would do is as you would run by, you'd try to push them and see if you could hit their face up against the wall. No mercy.
Nope.
No mercy in public school, baby. On the way, blind date. She got tricked into a blind date.
Yep.
And now here we are. We get an update from both of them. The person who got tricked and the person who set it up in the first place. Is this a best friend?
Yes, best friend.
And the other friend thought she was just meeting her for dinner. And then her friend wasn't there. It was just a random guy. But she said, oh, it'd be great for you.
Yep.
So that happened on Thursday night. We know it happened, and they've agreed to come on. What is the update?
The K92 Morning Thing, trending top three, number three.
You'll recognize his face instantly.
I will?
He's back. Actually, it's a she, but she keeps playing he's in the television shows that she's on.
Huh.
Ladies and gentlemen, Marcel the Monkey is back on television.
Marcel.
Marcel the Monkey.
From Friends.
I've seen three episodes of Friends in my life.
That's right. I'm on the show with two black people. So this is just...
I mean, I've watched some episodes of Friends.
I watched like three full episodes beginning in. Tell me about Marcel.
Even though Friends is 25 years old, it is wildly popular on Netflix, so people still binge watch it all the time. There were there was one season, I think, where Ross on the show had a pet monkey, Marcel.
Mm-hmm.
Very stupid story.
Oh, I see pictures,
yeah. Yeah. So Marcel was played by a monkey named Katie. And Katie is still alive and well.
Okay.
And will be on this new FX show called The Last Man.
Okay.
Which
is based on a graphic novel. This one sounds right up your alley, Monica. There is only one man left on Earth. All the other men are gone. And they don't know why.
I feel like we had a show like that. Like, what was it?
Well, we had The Last Man on Earth.
Okay.
Right.
I was like, do we have that?
But he was like the only person.
Yeah.
So this is one guy, all the ladies in the place, they're fine. It's just him.
One guy.
And then he's got a monkey that hangs out on his shoulder,
uh-huh.
who again, even though this monkey is a girl in real life, Katie the monkey, Katie's playing a male monkey again because that monkey is the only male monkey to survive.
Oh.
As a kid, I wanted... Like a capuchin monkey, is that what they're called?
Yes, that is correct.
Yes.
And that's what kind of monkey this is.
I wanted one as a kid.
I've heard they're terrible pets.
Oh, I hear they throw their own poop.
Yeah, they do. And I heard that Marcel was a very naughty monkey on the set of Friends, and everyone was very happy when they wrote him off the show.
Oh, no.
But he's back!
Uh-oh.
And in case you're wondering, these monkeys live to about 40 years old, and Katie is currently in her mid to late 20s, so she's still alive and kicking.
Number two
trending today. So this is trending on Reddit, and I think it's an interesting question of, is this a dating deal breaker? Because this guy was very unnerved by the fact that he goes on some dates with this girl, and she has demanded that he turn one thing on his phone. And would this be a deal breaker for you?
On his phone, okay.
Yes, it is the read receipt or the red receipt, you want to call it. So, you know, when you send somebody a text and it says delivered.
Well, you read it.
But if they have the thing on, it'll say red.
Yeah.
So it actually, you know that they saw it. Delivered means nothing in this world. But red, now you know that that person saw what you sent to them.
And they just haven't responded yet.
And you're just waiting. So the internet is kind of on his side saying, you know, how dare she? And that's controlling. I'm not so sure.
You want it.
Well, some people are just lousy communicators, especially by text. And they play that stupid game all the time. Oh, I'm just seeing this. And they're full of it. They are full of it because I know they've seen
it. Sometimes people see it and then you just keep on going and you forget. You're like, oh, I didn't respond to that.
Uh-huh.
So it's best if it's important, call. Really?
No, call.
No. If it's really that important.
Send a second text.
Like I call you on a landline or something.
Yeah.
Alexander Graham Bale over here?
Yeah.
I don't want that.
I think if it's that important, you still call, right?
We are too busy for this call thing. What are you going to
call and talk?
I do know some people that leave their read receipts on.
Yeah.
Just so they can let the other person know that they don't want to talk.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they're like, I just want to let you know, I don't feel like responding, but I saw this.
Yeah. Huh. It's funny because I want everyone else to have it on, but don't you dare ask me to put it on. So no. On to the password.
Number one.
Your days of borrowing passwords could be over.
I was taught to share as a kid.
Exactly.
I got in trouble for not sharing. So I should be able to share these passwords.
I thought we all had passwords shared to me. I mean, this is one of those ones where, you know, I say to myself, do you really have to have all the money? Could you just be okay with some people sharing a little something here and there? Is that too much to ask in this world? Disney says yes, because word is, and we don't have a whole lot of details on this yet, but Disney has struck a deal with Charter, and they're the second biggest cable company. And the partnership is going to allow customers to buy a Disney service through Charter, and it's somehow going to prevent people from sharing the login with other people because they could crack down on it if they wanted to.
Yes.
If Netflix wanted to, they could, where you would have to register your IP address, you know, from your house.
Yeah.
And they would know if it got signed in a different location and say no, and they would shut it down. But they just choose not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But the streaming wars are heating up. There are 200 different streaming services that are debuting.
Yep.
So are they going to start cracking down saying, no, you have to buy ours? Though if it's me, I want everybody on mine. So sharing is fine. Sharing is caring right now.
Right.
So come over to, you know, Zachflix or whatever it is. I'm okay with it. But yeah, Disney is.
It's tough because I was already thinking about it because Disney Plus I'm definitely going to get because I love Disney movies.
Right. And I was definitely going to get Antoine's password. But that was my plan.
But I can't chance my account getting shut down because I gave you my password. So now you definitely aren't getting my password.
But that's a risk I'm willing to take.
I'm not willing to take it. You're willing to take the risk that I'm going to lose my account.
Weren't you taught to share? You just said you were. I'm just trying to bring your lessons to real life.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Nearly blow your mind today. I give you three stories ripped from the headlines. I rip a word out of them and you try to figure out that word. After this, we're getting that update. The dirty little secret update. She got tricked into going on a blind date. So she's going to come on and tell us what that felt like. And then the best friend who tricked her will also be here to answer for what she's done. Or be thanked. I have no idea. Somebody texted into 52353. They thought it was going to be super mad. She's going to be super mad at her friend. The date went terrible.
Well, I mean, we'll see.
That's definitely an option.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Okay, half of Americans admit to blanking 2 days in a row. A, wearing the same underwear. Okay. B, not brushing their teeth. Or C, not changing their socks.
It's A.
It's A, it's the underwear.
You know for sure?
I know for sure.
I'm not even going to guess then.
All right, well, she's right.
Oh, yes, yes.
She knows for sure because she does it. That's
right. Oh, no.
2 days in a row.
But I did see the article and I was like, 2 days in a row.
Yeah. I will do
it's
socks.
It's hot outside.
I'll do socks too.
So if you were in the same booty drawers, then, you know.
I draw the line at underwear.
Same what?
I mean, that's a lot of sweaty booty. Booty drawers. Yeah.
Booty drawers.
Booty drawers.
Booty drawers. Okay.
Yeah,
that's sort
it's
of like
when
you say, hello, teenagers. How is the interwebs going?
That's a booty drawers.
Are you wearing your booty drawer underpants garments? What is going on? Yeah, 45%. Not surprisingly, there's more men than there are women in this survey. 2 days in a row. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
I'll do socks 2 days in a row. And it's because middle of the day, I go to the gym. So
yes.
I have to change my outfit anyway. Now, the underwear stays the same. So, again, that's sweaty, gross. But the socks, I put on athletic socks at that point.
Okay. So, you
so my work
other.
Socks, I feel like I've only worn them half a day.
Uh-huh.
They
you
come off at
foot.
Noon. Exactly. unless we're doing some really hard cardio here at work, which is never going to happen.
You could get some steps in, walk up and down the hallway briskly.
Okay. Next story. Oh, I should also add that, what was it? 13% admit of not changing their underwear for a week.
A week?
Yeah. Wow.
Gross.
What?
Couple has blanked on their wedding anniversary every year for 50 years. This story's cute. A, done the same karaoke song. B, worn the same outfit and taken a picture. Or C, eaten some of their wedding cake.
Karaoke.
You say karaoke.
I'm going with the cake.
You're going with the cake?
Uh-huh.
Monica Brooks is on a roll, baby.
Correct.
They made that cake last 50 years.
50.
Take a bite.
What kind of slivers?
They're taking little bites. It's a kind of a cool idea. So Anne and David Cowburn have been married for 50 years. And every single year on July 18th, they take a tiny little bite of their vanilla wedding cake that was baked in 1970. And they say tastes somewhere between cardboard and lighter fluid at this point and tastes nothing like cake. David says, I can't remember when it tasted good. They think it tasted like cake for about 10 years.
I can imagine. Yeah, we need a new tradition.
So it's freezer burned and horrible, though they do say it doesn't have any mold and they've never gotten sick.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
That's a positive. Hey.
Their stomach is a steel trap now.
That'd have been a good idea to do like the same outfit every year on your anniversary just to see the progression of you and your significant other, what you guys look like.
Do you want that though?
I don't know. Maybe it would inspire you as you look and think, all right, well, I got to get in better shape for next year.
Oh, no.
But I thought that would have been good. I'm going to have to get divorced so I can start over.
No.
Because it seemed like a good one. Okay, one more, and then we're going to get into that update. Here we go. Family finds blank in their bag salad. A frog. B, somebody's dentures. Or C, meat.
I'm going meat.
Oh, I'm surprised. All right, I'm going B, dentures then. I thought Marco was going to go dentures.
Okay. Well, guess what? Both wrong.
That means you're wrong.
Just a little frog in a salad.
I'm across the room and I hear a shriek.
Oh my God, it's literally alive.
And a thud. And my brother looks at her and goes, Mom, why is there a frog in the salad? Holy moly, this is happening. So I'm thinking, one, what the heck? How did that get in there? And two, that is absolutely disgusting.
Yep. A live frog, by the way.
I like how she said, this is happening. Normally you say that when it's something you're prepared for, like you've been waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Like she's, there's going to be one day I'm opening up this bag salad.
She has a complete meal. Now she has a protein to put with the salad. Well, and if you have the dressing, then you really like a Caesar salad with chicken. You just cook that
Monica,
frog up and
Monica,
use some frog legs.
Monica,
you ever had frog legs?
Monica.
Okay, what happened?
You're done.
What?
You know,
hey, did you see the local story?
Antoine.
What?
You're
Antoine.
Done.
I'm actually going to give Monica
the
correct answer. I mean, she said meat. That's the frog.
It's protein right
And
there.
What story are you
and
talking
local,
about?
And local, like yesterday, people probably did see it on Facebook.
I didn't
of course.
See it.
Well, I didn't.
I know. Did you see it on Facebook?
No.
But so local story. She got a bag salad, and inside were safety glasses.
Safety glasses.
So someone, whoever, you know, at the factory, they dropped their glasses, sealed the bag, and didn't realize it. So
interesting.
But yeah, I was like, wow.
Most people are like, oh, so this is what arugula looks like? I don't know what that stuff was.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind.
That was a convincing argument for meat, I'm just saying. Finally, get my update. I'm ready for it, man. This is how this all went down. It was she was duped into going on a blind date. Her best friend thought it would be a good idea.
My best friend and I are supposed to have dinner on Thursday night.
Okay.
But I am not actually going to meet her for dinner. It's a blind date.
Oh, you're setting her up.
Yes.
Literally.
Okay.
So many ways.
Yeah.
So you have taken it upon yourself to arrange this meeting. She thinks she's having dinner with you.
Right.
Ah, I don't like it. All right. Now, that was not Opal.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do we have Not Opal back with us, she's right here. Good morning, Not Opal.
Good morning.
Hi. We have the person who got duped in the first place. Is that the dupee? Is that what
dupee?
That is?
The dupee.
That's
yes.
Amber.
Yes, yes.
Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, man. I am so angry. can I tell you about how angry I was, please?
Okay. So tell me what is going through your mind as you walk into the restaurant. What happened?
Oh, my God. So anyway, I show up at the restaurant and I'm waiting because I have a date scheduled. I text Gina because she's always late and I wanted to know how much longer. And then this guy sits down at my table. I'm thinking this crazy lunatic sitting at my table is going to attack me. Because,
okay, so you get there first. There's nobody else there. You sit down, and you're waiting for your friend,
yes.
Who's
so you
Gina.
Had a,
okay.
Yeah, so you had a date with Gina.
Okay, which but, I think is only
sorry,
fair.
Not Opal. Yeah, Gina.
Yes. If Amber's Amber, know, then like, Gina
well,
should be Gina.
I want to pause the story real quick. It didn't cross my mind until just now when she's telling this story that at some point, a random guy is going to just sit down at the table.
Right.
Like, in my head, I didn't even think about...
That's why I told you
I didn't
it was
think about
be
the emotions
so awkward.
Of that.
Or the other way, where Amber is going to walk in and some random dude would be like, I'm here for you, which, yeah. Which would also have been weird.
I didn't even think about that
So
one.
This dude sits down at your table, and what happens?
He, like, doesn't even say anything for a second, and then it assumes that I know who he is. And I'm looking at him like, what are you doing here? And I text Gina again. And then he tells me that he has the wrong table. And I tell him that he probably has the wrong table. And then he says, no, LOL, I'm your date.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. I was shocked and I was nervous.
Right, because it's incredibly awkward. You've been thrown into this date. Gina, yes. It's all the things I said would happen are happening right here.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that bad.
How would you know? You weren't there.
She heard about it.
Yeah,
so.
maybe it gets better. Maybe it gets better.
Okay, does it get
it
better?
It does.
Okay.
Okay, so I left to call Gina, and I did cuss her out. I was really mad. And I mean, the guy she set me up with, he's attractive. I looked average, very average. So I thought Gina would be there. Anyway, I ran to the bathroom, put on my lipstick, and pushed myself to go back to the table. I did, and honestly, you know what? It worked. I mean, we sat down and talked, and we're going on a second date.
Really?
Yeah.
So you went into the bathroom, I don't know, with like a Harry Potter wand and some sort of magic trick, and now you're not angry anymore? This is all good. And now, well, now you're happy.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like she cussed out Gina, and that helped relieve all the anger right there when she cussed her out.
Okay.
That's what it sounds
bottled up,
like.
And she's like, I'm going to sit this anger here now.
So
now I will breathe.
Are you mad at your friend, or are you over it now because you're going on a second date?
Honestly, I'm mad at her, but I can get over it because this guy's really hot.
There we go. See?
It works. It would totally work out. I mean, she was so mad at me. Yeah, she called me up and I...
you got the fire and brimstone. Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. It was like a rage. But, yeah, so it was totally, you know, I get it. I was okay with that if she wanted to take it out on me. But I deep down knew it would totally work out. And I just did it because I love her. I want her to be happy. And I think she knows that, right? Right?
Right.
Oh, you know, this is just
great.
Terrible news.
This is great. I am happy that this worked out this way.
I am not happy. I'll tell you why, because this is going to encourage other people to do this.
Yes.
Don't do this.
Well, you did it, and it worked for your friends.
It worked, and what, like, if it turns into something, they have a really cool story when people say, well, how did you meet?
Yeah, yeah, quit patting yourself on the back. Yes. You stop it.
There you go.
Quit writing the notebook part two.
There's going to be a movie about you.
Exactly.
You're the new Hitch. You're the new Hitch.
Never have I been so mad at good news. How dare you?
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Yeah, Dance with the Stars. Back again. I mean, people are watching though. Watch.
There's no way you keep going this long without people watching.
I know. Who are you? Who's watching? I don't know.
The same people who watch Castle.
But maybe it's a way for it to turn around and maybe it'll catch our attention.
Okay.
It's just not catching your attention. Yes. It's catching a lot of people's attention.
It is for somewhat. I mean, but this. I mean, Beyonce's mom. Tina Knowles, if she's going to star on Dance with the Stars.
All right.
So that's someone that I may just tune in for, just to watch, because I like her. I like her on Instagram. She's funny, and, you know, she likes to spit out.
Doesn't she do, like, a cheesy joke of the day or something?
She does, right. Yeah, and she just has fun. I'm going to watch for that.
And also, everyone is going to assume that Beyonce will make some sort of appearance.
To support mom, and Jay-Z, he'll be there.
If he's told to be there.
He will be there.
He might have to stay home because the cable guy is coming and she needs somebody to wait. And he's just going
to
be
told. We don't even have to be talking about Beyonce. We're talking about Beyonce's mom and somehow Jay-Z gets dragged through the mud.
I got to mow the lawn. Mova.
They're going to show up. They're going to support. And she's going to go to the end.
Who else is on the show?
Tina, oh, Gronk.
Gronk.
Gronk. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know Haley Gronk Steinfeld. But I'm telling you, Tina Knowles, she's going to somehow make it to the end.
Does she have rhythm?
I assume so. Because Beyonce is her daughter, and they want Beyonce to show up to get ratings. Yes, I think they want Beyonce.
It's ABC.
The longer they keep her.
They'll have Beyonce like on the first week then and get it over with.
Antoine, this is season 900 of Dancing with the Stars. They need Beyonce.
Yes, and Beyonce would tweet about it and share it on Instagram and everything else. You know, support my mom. And so they need Beyonce to help bring the show back.
Everything is a conspiracy. Bring it back. It's season 28.
Did you see the news about Jay-Z?
Yes.
He got grounded this weekend because he got in trouble. Yeah, he wasn't allowed to talk to his friends.
Shut up.
Yeah, he didn't.
What are you talking about?
Beyonce texted him and he didn't text back right away.
So he got grounded.
He had to sit in his room.
Zach's a liar.
You stop.
He had to write out, I will text back Beyonce 100 times on paper.
Well, he's making that money like Kevin Hart's making the money. Kevin Hart made $59 million. And June of 2018 to June of this year.
Though I will say, much like Dancing with the Stars, I think he did 500 tour dates in the last year.
He worked his tail off. I will give him that.
And the movies. He worked his tail off. And the business.
The tour.
His hustle is crazy.
Did I see that Netflix gave Eddie Murphy $70 million?
Yeah, something like that.
For stand-up, They're doing it for a couple. It's worth it. It's definitely worth it. Kevin Hart was doing an interview on that topic. And he said Eddie Murphy could have made more money if he'd have just did a pay-per-view. He would have made more money than $70 million.
So you're excited to watch Eddie Murphy?
He's my favorite comedian of all time, without a doubt. In my opinion, he's the best stand-up comedian of all time.
All right, we have to say he was the best stand-up comedian of all time. Does he still have it?
We'll find out. I think so. Because he said for years he wouldn't come back until he was ready.
Monica sounds very supportive.
See, I would be like, if y'all watched and you reported back and said, it was good. He said this joke. I'm like, that would be good enough for me.
But Monica doesn't like any comedian.
I enjoy Dave Chappelle.
And
that's the only one.
He didn't do. And Dave Chappelle didn't do stand-up comedy for over 10 years and came back was great.
I knew he would come back and be great.
How did you know?
I just felt that. But was something about Eddie Murphy I don't know.
You just don't like anything.
Monica lies.
You don't like anything.
She hides. She hides in the corner at Jerry Seinfeld shows.
I did go to his show. Yeah. But my mom is a big Seinfeld fan, and they were doing all kinds of jokes that I didn't know about the Seinfeld show.
Jokes on the most popular show of all time.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's laughing. I'm like, I don't get it. So
you know what else, Antoine?
Questions.
She hides in the corner. She goes to the Bergman Center, but she hides up in the rafters, actually. And she looks down on Jeff Dunham and secretly laughs at all his puppets.
I wait for Adam Sandler, my man. Adam Sandler.
It's my Martha Stewart Liars Club.
Two of us are telling the truth. One of us is a liar. Is it me? I, Zach, have too much cheese.
I'm Monica. Wore half a shirt in public.
I, Antoine, got drunk and fell down at a bachelor party.
Let's see who is the liar. We start with Joe. We might end with Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning.
Good morning, to you as well. Who do you think is the liar this morning, Joe?
We love Monica, but I think it might be her.
Okay,
you did. Pretty, but... Ooh.
Wouldn't go out with half a shirt in public.
Half a shirt?
We do love Monica, though.
Everybody loves Monica just a little bit more because that is, in fact, true. You were out in public in half a shirt.
Yep. On purpose. I mean, we had Bubbly Banter Live at the park on Saturday.
Okay.
So we dressed up, and I had on a crop top.
Okay.
That was really a piece of shirt. You've seen the shirt before.
A piece of shirt.
Because it's, if you've seen the pictures of us dressed in all white, it's that same crop top.
Oh, that one.
Yes.
That is half a shirt.
That's a piece of a shirt.
That's like
much,
a bathing
right?
suit almost.
Kind of, right? So, but in a club scene, it works.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But at Buffalo Wild Wings, it stands out.
Where you went afterwards.
Yes.
No, it was fight night.
Yeah, it was fight night. So I wanted to meet up with the hubby.
Were you a ring card girl?
I know, I'm expecting someone to hand her a giant two. Hold this up. There you go.
But I realized when I got there, I'm like, this is not fight night attire.
No,
not. But at the same time, what are you going to do? I didn't go all the way back home. Did I change? I'm like, just walk in.
Everyone's...
It was like, what is she doing?
Oh, yeah. Heads were turning
what
at that point.
What the heck is she doing?
Wow.
But yeah.
Okay, thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. Let's move on now to Katie. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
Katie, your choice of the men. So you have Antoine or Zach. Who's the liar?
I'm going to say Zach is the liar.
You say it's Zach, because how could you possibly have too much cheese? Well, Katie, I'm sorry, but you are in fact wrong. I got too much cheese.
Too much cheese.
I went cheese crazy.
You have too much. For somebody who loves cheese.
Uh-huh.
Cheese, I'm very
delicious.
Surprised that you have too much.
I know.
You have too much.
And somebody texted in to 52333 and said you could never have too much cheese, but I'm going to tell you right now, I have too much cheese. I went crazy that last time I managed to go past one of those Trader Joe's places, you know, the grocery store, uh-huh. Trader Joe's. They have awesome cheese at Trader Joe's, and I bought way too much of it. And it's starting to go bad. I haven't been able to eat it. I got.
What are you going
to
do?
I won yesterday. I had to throw out. It was still in the packet. I hadn't even opened it yet. And my Gouda went bad. Got all moldy.
I know. You let the cheese go to waste.
I let the cheese go to waste.
That's terrible.
It is. It's shame on me. There's just, I got too much cheese. I don't even know what to do. I'm trying to put cheese on everything, which seems like a great idea. But then you're like, my God, I don't want cheese on everything after a while. Too much cheese. Let's move on now to Chelsea. Hello, Chelsea.
Hi.
All right, Chelsea. There's only one person left. So who is it?
It's Antoine.
Antoine is, in fact, the liar.
Guess,
he did not get drunk and fall down at a bachelor party.
In fact, I only had, because it was a bachelor party weekend, but I had the Pulaski Yankees game on Saturday, so I just went up on Friday and we went to dinner and things. Uh-huh. I had one beer.
How could you?
And that was even before dinner. That was before we left. Like, that was a pregame beer.
You know, Monica, when we went to Chicago, Antoine was very responsible in Chicago as well.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, now, kids, I'm going to tell you this if you're listening right now. Be like Antoine. Now go cover your ears. Like, get out of here. What is your problem, man? What are you doing over there? What is wrong with you?
I just, when I know I have things to do early the next morning, so in this case, it was drive to Pulaski for the Yankees game.
Oh, my God, Monica, listen to this. He's got a meeting in the morning. He's that guy.
He's being responsible,
like responsible. I still woke up with a hangover, though, from all the food we had at the Brazilian Steakhouse.
He had a full tummy.
I had a full tummy.
Your tum-tum. You want to know why? Your stomach was crying for more alcohol. That's what it was. Shame on you. I mean, he's the better person.
He's very responsible.
How dare you be responsible? This is not a place of responsibility.
I'm bringing it here.
You need to go to, like, news talk if you're going to be like that with responsibility and stuff. Remember, it's very important to be like Antoine. Be responsible.
Yes.
Behave yourself. Stay in control of the situation. Remember everything that's going on. Don't be like me.
I need a t-shirt that says that.
Be like Antoine.
Be responsible like Antoine.
Boy, that's... Just don't be arrogant like Antoine. Be responsible, but good Lord. Hey, you know, we're just hanging out on a Friday night. Uh-huh. It wasn't anything super crazy, but, you know, drinks get had.
Yeah.
Words get tossed out. You have yourself a grand old time. Fine. Whatever. Go to bed. Wake up in the morning. Just sitting there, me and the boy.
Uh-huh.
I said, boy, what do you want for breakfast? And he said, well, Dad, you promised me we're going to Dunkin' Donuts today.
Oh.
Say what?
Excuse me. You made a promise.
Apparently I did. He said, yeah, remember last night when you said you would take me to Dunkin' Donuts today? And I'm thinking,
no.
No.
Or did you?
Or did I? Oh, or you think you? He scammed me?
Yeah.
You think that's what? I mean, because if he scammed him, that boy is beyond his years.
That's smart. No, I did. I remembered because what happened was he had friends that were over, and he was playing with a kid, and my daughter was playing with a kid, and then my daughter left to go do a sleepover.
Okay.
So I was like, boy, don't you be disappointed. Dad will take you to Dunkin' Donuts in the morning. We got this.
Oh, so you threw it. He didn't even ask. You offered.
I did.
Oh, that makes it even worse that you
made
forgot.
A scene about it. You made it a big old,
made it
just
a big
elaborate
deal.
Show of I'm going to take you to Dunkin' Donuts.
I'm a little drunk, and I need you now.
What you're talking about is, so I mean, I took him. He was correct.
Mm-hmm.
But then karma punished me because when I got to Dunkin' Donuts, you know what I didn't have? Money. I had no wallet. I forgot my entire wallet, and I have a brand new car, so there's nothing in it.
Oh.
There's no money. I had nothing. I thought, oh, my God. Could I activate Apple Pay? Is that something I can do right now? I don't know how to do this.
Oh, so you just had no money.
No, I had to go back home, get my wallet, bring them back to Dunkin'
Donuts
again.
So you really do need that chip. The chip they're talking about, like your credit card is
sort
of chip into
your wrist. Yeah.
I want the chip.
Scan your wrist.
I don't care.
Because you leave your wallet everywhere. You just leave, like, forget your wallet all the time.
I know. And it's getting worse and worse. I got to just, there's a way you can have your credit card on your phone or Apple Pay.
Yes.
I just need to set it up.
I just get your credit card number tattooed on you somewhere where you can just read off your number.
And we're gonna transition to what I was gonna say.
Oh, okay.
Do you have actual advice instead?
No, and this may be a little controversial.
Okay, well,
that was a good transition.
You have another
I feel like that would be a poor security measure, Monica, for everybody else to see.
True.
I'm walking around with my credit card number on my arm.
Yeah, well,
I don't, Zach. Yes. I don't believe that you had to honor that promise.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. And I've said
How
this
so?
back when I was irresponsible.
Oh.
Sober you never has to be responsible for what drunk you promised.
Okay.
So whether, so if it's, if I drunk text you, don't respond to that text until I'm drinking again. Because okay. That's who wanted
no,
to talk to.
He's the only no. guy.
Sober Antoine does not have to answer for anything drunk Antoine
uh-huh.
does.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, no, because then you can use that for as an excuse all the time. Nope.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well,
I didn't make it to work.
You know, that's nice in theory, and you can maybe use that with your friends or your significant others. Children do not care.
They don't
okay?
know the difference. Mm.
There is no distinguishing it, and you have to, if you have to explain it to them, that's not a conversation you want to have either. So, no. Again, kids, be like Antoine. He's responsible.
I am.
Don't be like me. I'm very irritable. I forget things. I'm irresponsible. Yeah, it's. I got a short
but
fuse.
But you did get his donut.
I did get him
yeah,
his
there
donut.
You go.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of donut was it?
He got a chocolate frosted with sprinkles.
See, I think it would be hilarious if he said, I want one donut hole.
I know. That's,
after all your trips, I would like one single. My tummy is about full.
Just
I
one.
Want one.
Oh, excuse me, sir. We can put five in the back.
Nope. Nope. Just one.
The kids
don't
only
even put it in the bag.
Hole.
Just give a tissue. Hand it to me.
Yeah, the whole thing took me an hour. It's ridiculous. So 5-2-3-5-3. Maybe you had 1, 2, or 12, and then you bought a horse on Amazon. Didn't we have someone buy a horse? Like somebody texted in once and said they bought a horse.
Oh, wow.
On Amazon?
On
I mean,
Amazon.
I don't know. Or they went on Probably. No, they went on the internet and they bought some kind of live animal. This is coming back to me now. Sober me is remembering all these things. Tony, we had a topic like this once, and somebody, they either texted in or they called in, and they said they bought a horse.
Hmm. That's a purchase, though.
It is. That's a big purchase.
Yeah.
You go come downstairs in the morning.
I know.
Yeah.
There's plenty of desserts that are pretty good, but only four belong on Mount Rushmore. The Mount Rushmore of desserts.
Yeah, because when you think of Mount Rushmore, you think of the four heads that are on there. They've made their contribution to our great country.
Who are the four, Monica?
Yeah, the four.
George Washington,
my
Thomas
brain
Jefferson.
Is now operating.
You know any of the four?
Yes, well, there you go. George Washington.
Thomas Jefferson, yep. Teddy Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln.
Thomas Jefferson. My great grandfather.
I got you, Monica.
Yes.
Tell you what, though.
My brain is just on meltdown, I guess.
If there was four desserts carved into the actual Mount Rushmore, Monica would be like, of course, it's cookie brown and cake pie, whatever it is. She would rattle them right off. So I guess we're going to try to come up with the four definitive
Four definitive desserts that should be on your or on the world's Mount Rushmore.
Okay. Uh-huh. I think mine's going to be a little unusual.
You think so?
I'm going to argue because it's not chocolate based.
I'll start.
And it's definitely not cheesecake. And I swear to God, I will burn this mountain down if we try to put cheesecake on this mountain.
I know, well, we know you hate cheesecake. Yeah.
Not happening.
All right. So my nomination for Mount Rushmore of desserts is a simple one. But it's a staple, especially growing up. It's like the easier desserts, the ones that any family can make or you can always have at any kind of party. It's yellow cake with chocolate icing. It's very straightforward.
The birthday cake.
Yeah, but, you know, it's very straightforward. You don't have to do too much. It sets the tone for those cookies and cream cakes, those confetti cakes.
I guess
it sets
that's
the
fine.
Tone there.
That's like the Teddy Roosevelt where you think, all right, I'm sure he did some good things. I don't remember.
Yeah, like
what
you
they
set
are.
The bar.
I think that was, if it's good, it's really good.
Yeah,
you're like, okay.
It can't be too
right.
extravagant because it has to sum up the whole country.
Okay. Monica?
Yeah, because mine is right there. Cake. Pound cake.
Well, just pound cake.
Yeah, I think pound cake.
All right, well, we can't have both of those in there because they're very similar.
But if I switch up, I would want this one you would not like. Sweet potato pie.
What?
I don't care for sweet potato pie, but I do believe it should be on the Mount
for
Rushmore.
For the top four
sweet,
desserts
yeah,
of all time.
Pie.
No, it's not top four. It's most influential.
Wait,
it's not the best
pie?
Four.
You don't care for it at all?
The sweet potatoes are for a side dish at dinner.
No.
I don't
sweet
care.
Sweet potato pie would be right there.
You can't be putting this on the top four desserts of all time.
Now, if it was like lemon meringue or, you know,
no,
some kind of key lime,
no,
boo.
No, I think no. sweet potato. I think
sweet
potato
potato's
pie.
Right there.
What you
I,
got?
I
here?
Hate yeah, this you- mountain. It's a terrible mountain. I was going to say strawberry shortcake.
Ew.
See? All right. Oh, you're going to judge me.
Let's talk about
all right,
it.
All right. Listen
fine.
Here, woman. You just put a vegetable on the dessert Mount Rushmore.
Yes,
how
did.
Dare you? But you know what? I'm throwing that one out because the chocolate chip cookie has to be on there.
Oh, it does.
That is number one.
Without
probably.
A doubt, number one. Chocolate chip cookie.
What about brownies then?
What about brownies then? Someone texted in brownies a 5-2-3-5-3.
I don't think brownies make it.
You don't think brownies make it over sweet potato pie?
Would you rather
there has to be
apple
a pie.
Pie?
There has to be a pie on there.
You know, would you rather apple?
Why don't we just put carrot cake on it? Why don't we make it the Mount Rushmore of disappointing desserts? Let's do it.
What?
I think there should be a pie on Mount Rushmore. It doesn't have to be sweet potato
it's
pie,
apple.
But I think
it's apple pie.
It's sweet potato.
Sweet potato.
It's sweet potato.
There is no way.
Okay.
Yeah, this is sweet downgrading into an argument. It's apple all day long.
I'll say this. If it's down to apple versus sweet potato pie, apple pie is going to get my
apple
vote.
Apple pie will probably.
Between those two.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So right now, we have the cake. We have the apple pie.
See,
chocolate chip cookie.
I'm arguing chocolate cake over your yellow thing over there.
What kind of cake are you arguing for?
Chocolate cake.
Just chocolate?
Yeah. Dad is great. Give us a chocolate cake. He doesn't say dad is great.
Where's that
from? Gives us yellow sponge cake with some frosting.
Who says that?
Bill Cosby. This stand-up special.
And look where he's at. No, it has nothing to do with anything.
That is so irrelevant.
But I want to win the case.
I mean, there's chocolate cake. There's brownies. An Oreo cookie, you know, that kind of
thing. We already got a cookie with chocolate chip cookies.
That is true. I think the chocolate chip cookie stays on.
So what are we saying?
Is it ice cream? Do we add an ice cream on there?
Ice cream? Yes.
But we have to do a flavor. It has to be a flavor.
Mint chocolate chip is the most popular one.
Say boo.
There's no way that's the most popular ice cream flavor.
It's on the Uber
Eats. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's okay. All right, so ice cream is off the mountain.
Yeah. You take it all the way off.
Fell off the mountain.
Hopefully it landed on top of your lousy sweet potato pie. I mean, why don't we just put asparagus on there? Put vegetable.
Jeez.
Good Lord.
All right, so right now.
We have a chocolate chip cookie and an apple pie. We can definitely agree on those two.
We did?
Those are going
on. Okay. We'll do apple. No, my chocolate icing yellow cake is on there. It's on there.
I'll leave it up to the people. You can vote for either the yellow cake thing or the chocolate cake. Whichever one they decide is going over onto the mountain. So you can do that. 52353.
Okay.
Which cake is it going to be? And then there's one spot left.
There's one spot.
It's ice cream. Mm-hmm.
It has to be ice cream. But not mint chocolate chip ice cream.
No, it's not
is
that.
Is it just chocolate ice cream?
Maybe
then?
It's just vanilla ice cream. The staple. That's where it started. George Washington is the vanilla ice cream of our country.
That
so
is
there
true.
You go.
Yeah. I mean,
we don't have ice cream. Like chocolate ice cream will be.
That's too much chocolate on a mountain now.
Can we just throw some moose tracks up there or something to try to make it exciting? I don't know. Okay, weigh in if you want. 52353. We have so far agreed on very little, but man.
Really, though. And then someone texted, not sweet potato pie, but pecan. How dare you?
No.
You're going to give somebody diabetes.
We can't put anything on the mountain that you have two pronunciations.
I know.
Is it pecan or pecan?
Pecan.
You going to argue that sweet potato pie ain't going to give somebody diabetes?
It's a vegetable.
Oh, now it's a vegetable. Suddenly it's a vegetable.
It's a
good
vegetable.
Lord. Texts are flying in.
They are.
On the dessert argument.
At a rapid rate.
Sweet potato pie is absurd. So that person said, I totally agree. I mean, I'm sure it's fine. Ain't going on Mount Rushmore. That's like if we sat here with the presidents. I mean, you got George Washington, Abe Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt, Thomas Jefferson. You got someone over here going, well, what about Millard Fillmore? I mean, he belongs on there because of that thing he did.
What about a cobbler?
No. Cobbler doesn't make the Mount Rushmore.
Apple pie it's sort of the same thing. So in the chocolate cake versus the yellow cake, Antoine, I think there's more chocolate cake text than there are yellow. Do you agree on that?
I would say so. And I'll say this. And the reason I like the yellow cake, the chocolate icing, I then graduated to the chocolate on chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Lucy. She used to make them for me. But yeah.
See, so you graduated to
I'm okay with it.
You can sell it with a marble cake.
No.
You don't want the marble?
No, there's no marble on our mountain.
Fine, the marble cake.
So that leaves us one spot. Someone suggests donuts. That's what Beth says. Donuts is breakfast at this point.
It's a pastry.
It doesn't really
pastry.
Feel like a dessert to me. It's got to be an ice cream. The last thing's got to be ice cream.
Hmm.
This person suggests Neapolitan because it covers all the main flavors.
Oh, such God. No. Ice cream, no.
I think this is where we can come together and agree. We can all come together of different lifestyles and races and creeds and everything and go with cookies and cream because it's a little bit of everything. Right?
Cookies and cream.
Cookies and
that's
cream.
That's not a bad one. That's good.
A little bit
like
of chocolate,
cream,
a little
though.
Bit of vanilla.
Yeah. All right.
A little bit of white, a little bit of black. We
I will
together.
Agree.
Cookies
I will
cream.
Agree.
Cookies and cream.
Okay.
So there our Mount is. Rushmore is cookies and cream ice cream, chocolate cake, apple pie, and what am I missing?
Chocolate chip cookie.
And chocolate chip cookie.
Okay. All right.
That's solid.
Feel pretty
That's
good
solid.
About that.
That's all right.
You could tell that story in a history book.
Yeah, and when you go to Mount Rushmore and you stand on top of our Mount Rushmore of desserts and you lean over and you do that thing where, like, you spit to see it all the way go down, it'll land on sweet potato pie when it gets
those shades.
Good to go.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.